You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's percentages brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from 2 people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. You guys ready to hear from Jerry this week?
Yep.
Yes. Jerry's feeling frisky, thinking of a cup final featuring tried and true hockey markets like Dallas and Tampa. And that also means Philip Pritchard and his salad will be as far away from Canada as possible. Which is just how Jerry likes it. Remember in Chicago, Philip? I almost fired you, you son of a...
Remember Philly. Jerry out on the ice and Philly was nowhere to be found because of the rainstorm?
No cup. A massive rainstorm in Chicago and there was no cup in the building.
He was struggling.
That one hurt. That one stung, for sure. But I think he's right. You know, Dallas is already there and I still think Tampa's going to get there. But let's get to the takes this week from Jerry.
Tom Brady playing like Nathan Peterman is something Jerry never expected to see. But 2020 has thrown a lot of curveballs. And maybe the craziest of them all will be Brady throwing another pick six this weekend. And if he does that, he'll be going right to Orchids to meet Bobby Kraft. And you know what that means.
That's on the other coast,
it
Jerry.
Doesn't matter. Brady throws another pick six to tie a record, I believe.
Yep, Matt Schaub, 4 games in a row with a pick six. Only Matt Schaub has ever done that. And Tom Brady is one away from tying that record. What are the percentages that it happens this weekend against Carolina?
I'm going to go rather high for Tom Brady and my team. I'm going to go 30% on this, which I consider to be very high for a quality quarterback like Tom Brady, but I don't know. He seems to be doing things that are un-Brady-like of late. We're talking last season. I'm going 30%. I actually kind of think it might happen again.
I'm 68%.
Whoa.
You know why I'm high on this? Because he has to stay in the pocket and throw the ball. He's not running.
He's going to throw the ball a lot.
Yep. He's going to throw the ball a lot. Gronk doesn't look like Gronk right now. Gronk looks like he's been partying and hanging out and doing nothing because, you know, when it comes down to it, I really think that Brady's going to throw another pick six.
Man, I think there's a good chance he'll throw another pick. Back to the house, that is a different story.
That's
I have to go low on this. I can't go 0% because of the way he's been playing, and I think he's going to throw the ball, 35, 40 times. But Carolina's not a great team. I think the Bucs are going to roll. There's some injuries with that offense. I think Godwin's banged up. Evans is banged up. Gronkowski looks like he could have used a preseason, didn't get it. But this is Tom Brady, man. I'll say 5%. 5%. And even that might be too high. He cannot throw another pick six. If he does, that's the most 2020 stat ever. The fact that Brady has thrown a pick six in 4 straight games to tie an NFL record.
Give me odds and we'll make a bet.
Okay, we'll get to that later in the week.
Okay.
All right,
Beansy. That's a good one.
Hit number two, Jerry.
One of John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, or Justin Thomas will win the U.S. Open this weekend. Jerry is pissed off Harry Higgs and his unit aren't there.
Harry Higgs, he should be in the field. He should have been a sponsored
exemption. Imagine that big rig strolling down the fairways at the U.S. Open. Love it.
Yep, but not going to happen. He'll be there next year. We don't even need a Jerry's percentage on that. That's 100%. No. Harry Higgs will be there next year. But DJ Rahm or JT, one of those three.
I'm going to go 45% on that. It's just, How many times in the last 2 months have you just seen these guys when they're in the field? They just start shredding it, and they're at the top, and they just always seem to get there, and you can't beat them. You're not beating them. They're so much better than everybody else, it's not even close. I'm going to go 40%. You can probably toss Rory into that equation, too. Although he seems...
Rory's not... He's never in the mix.
Yeah. I know. It doesn't seem like he's in a mood to play golf. I know he's had a child. I know he's got different distractions, but... Never, like, once, like, just once, like, throw your club across the fairway or something. He's just like, ho-hum, nah, you know, didn't do this, didn't do that. And it's just like, he doesn't have any fire.
He has no fire, man. He chunked one the other day, wasn't
he? Yeah,
it?
He did. A couple tournaments ago, that was at East Lake. He chunked one right into the water, but he also chunked one when he was playing with Tiger. Was it at the BMW, I think? And it was just a pure chunk out of the rough. Like, it was really ugly. And I have no faith in McIlroy. You know, that might be an ice cold take come Monday, but I just don't. I don't have faith in him. But I will go a little bit lower than you because, you know, you look at a guy like Morikawa, who will not win again. I don't think he's going to go back-to-back, but look what he did at the PGA. You look at DeChambeau, who I still think is going to connect. Xander Schauffele, I think, is a guy that is going to play this course really well. You know, you're taking the field here. It's the three best guys going right now, which is a good sound bet. But the field is loaded with talent as well. I'll say 20%.
You just mentioned the guy, Brian, that I'm going to be, other than Tiger Woods, I'm going to be fascinated to watch what he does is Bryson DeChambeau this week at a U.S. Open setup. He has decided that he's going to try to hit it, and he does, 35 yards farther than everyone else. How is that going to play out with that rough and just a major championship layout like that? Like, it's going to be the ultimate test for what he's trying to do, or is it just useless on a course like that?
I'm 8% because I'm taking the field against those three.
Tiger's glutes will actually be shooting, and you'll finish top 10 this weekend.
That is a take, that the glutes will be shooting. I mean, that is important. Tiger needs it. T10 for Eldrick.
I don't see that in that guy's golf game. I don't know. He just doesn't seem like he has any zip either. I don't see him making the cut.
Top 10, that's rich.
No, 0%.
0%.
That's
no,
correct.
0%.
Do you want to? How much do you want to bet on him making the cut? How much?
Oh, I'll take whatever you want for making the cut.
So then he's not top 10-ing it, you idiot.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about here. You're the one that went with the cut. Jerry just said top 10. You decided
10
to bring cut into it. But if you want to have a bet, make or break the cut line.
So this, Jerem, I'm 0% on him top 10-ing it. There we go. We can discuss the other goings on at a different
time. Oh, we will.
Time.
Yes. Oh, notes have been made. It will be brought back up. I love Eldrick to make the cut. I think he's going to finish top 10 this week. I think winged foot, if he gets off the tee clean, I think the putter's going to be alive. I'm going to say 51%. 51%
for top
10 for Tiger.
Well, that's a bit rich for me.
Mail one of the hunches over.
18%. I'm 18%. Yeah.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard will win a title as a member of the Clippers. Everyone talked about him as the best player in the world. He looked like in Game 7.
Yeah, that was ugly for Kawhi. He was shooting bricks. They just stopped kind of playing. Like, they just decided we're not into it late. And, you know, he's only got 1 year before he can opt out. He's going to opt out, but I think he'll just opt out to make Steve Ballmer pay him even more money, which he's going to have to do. But, man, that's got to leave you with a bit of a sour taste, the idea that Clippers putting it back on the rails next year.
Yeah. I mean,
low on this.
What was your percentage?
Some great teams.
I'll say 30%. Like, you got to give him a shot. It's still Kawhi Leonard.
You've got to give him more percentage than that. I'll give him 57%. You look at the teams that are going to get to around that area, Final Four, whatever, they're going to be in the mix. So I'm giving them 57% chance.
I'll go 32%. Something didn't jive there. Their team is going to need a little kick in the butt. Maybe it's a new coach. I didn't like it.
It might be Doc Rivers. I think, like, that screams a culture issue. You've got guys who just blatantly did not care. You know,
when,
like,
some dude says there was a chemistry problem, that means it was serious.
Right. right after the game.
Somebody's
also,
not happy with somebody, or someone hates somebody, or there's something.
Yes. And it sounded like there was a report that Montrezl Harrell was going after, I think, Paul George in game two or something like that. It felt eerily similar to Draymond Green and Kevin Durant, and they're falling out. And you know Harrell's not going to win that fight over George. Like, Paul George was brutal last night, but he's coming back. He's not going anywhere. But when your coach admits that he had guys that just simply couldn't play minutes,
that's like crazy. That is
just a flat-out embarrassment for a pro athlete.
But that's that's an indictment on that whole program.
Right.
It's an indictment on Doc Rivers. When Doc Rivers has been around for a long time in the NBA, and you think of Nick Nurse, and you're thinking, Nick Nurse would never say that about his players because he'd never allow that to happen.
Never allow it.
The guy's been in the league for 2 years.
Yeah, it's ahead.
Yep. Yep, not good. As Phil would say.
It's not good,
right?
Nope. I agree. I think something's got to change in the culture, and that may the coach, and they may even try and get more players, even though I don't think you can.
They're up against
traded,
it now.
Yeah, they've traded away everybody. Or
yep,
the
draft they're stuck, man, more or less. They can bring in a player or two, but more or less they are stuck.
Yeah.
Matthew Barzal will make Team Canada for the 2022 Olympics.
Good one, Jerry. This is a really quality take. This is a borderline guy, I think. I mean, he's a really, really good player, but Canada's a tough nut to crack, man.
I'm going to say he's a 50-50 guy right now. I think he's an he's a fantastic talent, and who knows who can drop off or be added to that board, but I think he'd be a 50-50 guy. Who knows if, fourth line right wing, who knows? It's even dumb to think about him playing in a depth position, but I think he'll be a 50-50 shot.
I tend to agree with that because they're just so deep at every position. So, if Barzal, if they get to the Stanley Cup final, if the Islanders are still a really solid team next year, he's a star player. But I look at the depth of Canada. I'm 51%.
Yeah, and he's also young, right? So you got to give him another full year of growth. Before they have to announce the team, I think there's a chance, and we won't know for a while, but there's a chance his head coach is going to be the head coach. Right, you got to think Barry Trotz is in contention to be the head coach for the Canadian Olympic team, and that might stand for something. I'll go a bit higher than you guys based on that. I'll go 60%. I mean, they bring 14 forwards, so he may not even crack the lineup in the top 12. But he's a guy that can play center, play the wing, bring some speed, bigger ice, younger guy. Well, yeah, I think he's got a real shot.
You're right. It's just that where do they go? Like, does Bergeron make the team and get pushed to the wing? You know, like that's the challenge is they're so deep down the middle. The guys are going to get pushed off to the wing. And then, I don't know. I think it's going to be a stretch for him.
Andy Reid will rock the face shield at least one more time this season. Jerry's been rocking the face shield in the champagne room. Fogs up like crazy.
Okay, shield. All right.
Jerry wears a mask that gets fogged up.
Well, what are the chances we see Andrew Reid?
No. He knows what that thing looked like. 0%.
I want 100%.
I'll do 5% because he might play it up because he knows everyone loves it. But that's it. He knows how dumb it looks and he won't do it again. But I'll give 5% that he plays it up for the crowd.
They won. They won, didn't they? They won.
They won. Yep.
And he's not changing anything. I'm telling you, this guy knows. And he knows, he knows he's a caricature too. Like, I love it, and maybe it's wishful thinking. I'm 100% we're going to see some form of that.
By the way, the most ineffective mask out there is the little plastic, chin strap thing, and it just barely goes above your mouth. Like, that's not a mask.
Wow.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know. I see them online. Like, it's weird. You talk about mask, and then all of a sudden it comes across your, Instagram or something. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's
anyway,
so
Hayes, what's your percentage on
I don't
Andy
know,
Reid?
I think I want to will this into existence so badly. Yes. I want little windshield wipers on it next time.
Yeah.
And I worry that he left the field. And again, he's like, I have no idea if we won, if any of the plays were the right plays. he couldn't see a thing. So I don't know if he's going to want to wear it, but I think he'll go mask week two But what if he's not feeling that? So I'm going to say 80% that he has to circle back at some point and go with what works. And if he's a superstitious guy, it's 100%, right?
Yeah.
If you're superstitious, you have to wear it again in week two. You have to. So maybe he is. And if he is, then we're in business.